two. Two young lovers with nothing better to do. What's up, everybody? My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm midway through a bit of my reflections on whether or not we're in a constitutional crisis here in the United States. To be clear, Donald Trump is part of one of the longest cons ever seen in modern politics anywhere. It has never been about the middle class. It has never been about helping you or making your family safer. It has always been about enrichment of Donald Trump and guys just like him, the billionaire class, about reducing regulations, not because they inhibit small businesses from becoming successful, but because they want to dismantle the very regulations that keep you and your family safe to the benefit of the world's largest, most consistently profitable corporations. Why? To, again, enrich the billionaire class. How do we know this? Well, because he put a billionaire overlord in charge of the federal government. Nobody voted for that. Come on. Just untrue. And he's engaged in a political strategy architected by Steve Bannon in 2019, or at least disclosed by Steve Bannon, that's all about, quote, muzzle velocity and flooding the zone and the Tiger Team, which basically means do whatever the hell you want at lightning fast speed, regardless of its constitutionality or general legality, in the hopes that you'll simply overwhelm your opposition, convincing them that indeed you are a king, and they'll all simply sit down, accept it, and stand at attention as Donald Trump really would like us to do. If you have any doubt about that, Calvin, I think it might be time for a little Kim Jong-un reminder and Donald Trump. Yeah, he wants to be king. He's acting as if he were a king, because he wants us all to stand up at attention. Cut 18.
He's the head of a country, and I mean, he is the strong head. Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone think anything different. Right. He speaks and his people sit up at attention. I want my people to do the same.
Yeah, talking about Kim Jong-un. Who wants to move to North Korea. I love North Carolina. North Korea, anyone? Because what's happening now is what happens in authoritarian states. They ignore the law. They bully those who try to enforce the law or stand by laws and principles. They demand loyalty pledges for everyone that might work for them. And they dole out favors and access to those that control their political future. You know, the oligarchy. That's what we've got right now. But is it what we have to have? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And in fact, again, as I've been pointing out, Donald Trump is losing in the courts. Courts are turning back his attempts. So what's really going on here? Is it sort of he's making a bet that the Supreme Court will eventually be like, yeah, it's just the Constitution. Just torch that sucker. Or is he making a bet that we just accept that he's king and stand down? No one really knows, but I don't think any of that matters. Because if Donald Trump truly had a mandate, if he truly was as strong as he tells us every day he is, if this wasn't some sort of weird political WWE kayfabe sort of BS adventure, what he would do is he would move slowly. He would attack the parts of government that are the weakest, the least understood, the most vulnerable. He would enact laws stripping power away from Congress, allocating it to the executive branch wherever possible. And he'd do it under cloak of night, slowly, through legislation passed by Congress. But he's not doing that. He's just flooding the zone with muzzle velocity, and he's losing every day, losing, 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 losing. I've been told on the chat line that he has now signed yet another order saying that they're going to get rid of I think, what is it? 3 of every 4 federal employees, 1 of every 4, something like that. That'll be enjoined by a federal court as well. Because federal service civil service rules are enshrined in law. And by the way, even the executive orders that seem to have some teeth are terribly written, shoddily constructed, nearly impossible to implement. It's a clown show because Donald Trump is a clown. He is a useful idiot, if you will, to people like Vladimir Putin and Elon Musk, who, again, don't really have any core set of principles or values other than accumulating more wealth and power. So let's keep in mind this. There are approximately 262 million people in the United States of voting age. Donald Trump has no mandate. He topped, what, 77 million? That even close to half. That is not a mandate. It is certainly not a mandate or a green light to decimate the federal government, to torch our Constitution, to violate our most closely held principles and values as Americans. And he doesn't proceed legislatively because Congress would stop it. Even though Republicans hold both houses, they only hold them by razor-thin margins. And there are enough Democrats and Democrats of good faith that they would bring transparency, process, and deliberation if he tried to move legislatively. And of course, if he were to move legislatively and actually enact laws to do these things that he seeks to do that are illegal and unconstitutional, those would be likely nearly impervious to legal challenge. He could indeed remake government if he really wanted to do it. But the fact that he is proceeding this way and in this manner shows his hand. Not only is it incompetent and in many ways unconstitutional without a mandate, it's weak. Because Donald Trump knows that he, the man, is weak and thin-skinned and susceptible to flattery and manipulation by, again, the Elon Musks of the world, the Vladimir Putins of the world, even, yes, Kim Jong-un. And Republicans know this. Reporting by The Bulwark has told us that 12 Republicans across both houses of Congress, 12 that we know of, have sent letters to their constituents trying to calm their fears about Elon Musk's influence in federal government. Now that's pretty interesting. If all of this was on the up and up, if there was some overwhelming mandate, why the need for the letter? These include Representative Rob Whitman, Republican of Virginia, Representative Mike Flood of Nebraska, Dan Webster, Florida, Ben Klein, Virginia, Deb Fischer of Nebraska, and Senator John Curtis of Utah. Why the letters if there is such a mandate, if all of this is so clearly legal? And we know he's weak because certain members of his very own administration, despite all the loyalty testing, all the interview questions, all the lying, all the misdirection, all the pay attention to whether trans women are playing sports when a billionaire is robbing us blind, his very own personnel are starting to leak. And they're starting to say, I didn't know about that. Oh, wait, that wasn't put through the process. Nope, I didn't have anything to do with that. So what is the response of a scared, weak animal when cornered? It's to lash out and double down. And that is what we're seeing from Elon Musk, from J.D. Vance, from Tom Cotton. J.D. Vance tweeted this weekend, if a judge tried to tell a general how to conduct a military operation, that would be illegal. If a judge tried to command the attorney general on how to use her discretion as a prosecutor, that's also illegal. Judges aren't allowed to control the executive's legitimate power. First of all, JD, you should ask Yale for your money back, because if that is the quality of the law degree you got from Yale, you should get your money back. JD Vance knows very damn well that that is exactly the role of judges in this democracy, to establish the limits of each branch's authority, including sometimes executive branch authority, especially at times the authority of the executive branch. And while there's wide granted to military leaders and a commander-in-chief to execute war, they are still bound by the laws of war. And while prosecutors have great discretion to decide how to charge, whom to investigate, etc., there are limits. Elon Musk wrote also this weekend, not just calling for the impeachment of a federal judge who decided maybe a billionaire overlord shouldn't have access and the keys to the entire kingdom and all of its personnel. He also tweeted this: democracy in America is being destroyed by judicial coup. An activist judge is not a real judge. What about those activist judges, Elon, on the Supreme Court that decided women didn't have the right to choose? Do they count too? He continued, we are witnessing an attempted coup of American democracy by radical left activists posing as judges. No, Elon, we are witnessing an attempted coup of American democracy by you, an unelected foreign-born billionaire with $15 billion worth of conflicts of interest, who's put publicly pronounced proud racists in charge of sensitive government confidential secrets, of our personnel information, of trillions of dollars of grants and loan programs. Guys barely out of their acne phase, stumbling about our payment systems? That sounds like an attempted coup. Judges enforcing our Constitution, our balance of powers, our separation of powers, the idea of three co-equal branches of government. That isn't a coup, Elon. That's actually democracy. Tom Cotton doubling down on these ideas over the weekend. Obama judge Paul Engelmeyer just didn't bar Elon Musk and Doge from Treasury systems. He barred the Secretary of the Treasury himself. It should be forbidden by higher courts from ever hearing another case against the Trump administration. From ever hearing another case against the Trump administration? Senator Cotton, by the way, he's got a law degree too. This is, of course, utter bat guano of the highest order, and they all know this. And in fact, conservative Chief Supreme Court Justice John Roberts took note of these kinds of threats. And in his year-end report said this: every administration suffers defeats in the court system, sometimes in cases with major ramifications for executive or legislative power or other consequential topics. Nevertheless, for the past decades, the decisions of the courts, popular or not, have been followed. Within the past few years, however, elected officials from across the political spectrum have raised the specter of open disregard for federal court rulings. These dangerous suggestions must be soundly rejected. When I come back, I'm going to tell you the options if the Trump administration refuses to follow court orders. Right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'll also take a couple calls and texts, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What happens next, we discuss.